Jesus said to his disciples, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Welcome to morning worship at Cramond Kirk on Sunday, the 31st of May. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, sent by the Father on this day of Pentecost, ignite in us your holy fire. Strengthen your people with the gift of faith. Revive your church with the breath of your love. And renew the face of the earth through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Today is Pentecost. Pentecost is the day when the Christian Church celebrates the gift of God's Holy Spirit. This is the gift Jesus promised his disciples when he told them to wait in Jerusalem. Then they would receive a gift, the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift that would empower them to be his witnesses to the ends of the earth. So listen as Sandra Watson reads St. Luke's description of what happened. If you'd like to follow, you'll find it in the book of Acts at chapter 2, and Sandra's going to read from the first verse.
When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came the sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem, and at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all those who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine."
Thank you, Sandra. Pentecost, a day of wind and fire, a strange, disturbing day, when people from every nation hear the disciples speaking each in their own language. Pentecost, the word means 50th. Pentecost was one of the great festivals of ancient Israel. It was held on the 50th day after the Feast of Passover. We would recognise it as a harvest thanksgiving. But within Christian tradition, Pentecost has a very different meaning. Pentecost celebrates the gift of God's Holy Spirit. And so, in many ways, Pentecost is the birthday of the Christian Church. St. Luke, who is the author of both the Third Gospel and the Acts of the Apostles, is our source of information. He tells us that the disciples were gathered in Jerusalem. Suddenly the house where they were staying was filled with what sounded like the sound of a blowing a violent wind. And as well as the sound of the wind, tongues of fire also appeared to rest in each one of them. Alarming, disturbing. Well, it might be, until you remember that in the Bible, wind and fire are often used as symbols for the presence and glory of God. Remember Moses watching over the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, being confronted by a burning bush? Recall Elijah fleeing for his life, hiding in the hills and finding himself caught up in a great and powerful wind. Wind and fire. In using these ancient symbols, Luke wants us to know the disciples experienced God's presence in a new way. And the impact was immediate. It turned their fears to freedom. It emboldened them in such a way that in the same Jerusalem where Jesus had been executed 50 days earlier, they started to proclaim the gospel of Christ, crucified and risen. And to their utter astonishment, the people present heard the disciples praising God, each in their own language. One of the delights of being grandparents is that Margaret and I can bask in the reflected glory of our children and our grandchildren. In Brussels, home to our daughter Lindsay and her husband Francesco, their two children, Caterina and Alessandro, are being brought up to be trilingual. Dad will speak to them in Italian, tell them to go and do something. The children will check it out with their mum in English. And now, because they've started school where the lessons are in French, they will speak to each other in French as they go off to attend the task. It is remarkable to watch. Remarkable too for the crowd on the day of Pentecost, each person hearing the gospel being preached in their own language. And one of the things this multilingual aspect of the first Pentecost suggests is diversity. Diversity in language, yes, but also in custom and tradition and practice and theology as the church spread out and took root around the world. Diversity is evident in our own congregation here at Crammond, where our worshipping community comprises people of many different nationalities and drawn from many different denominations. Diversity is evident at the annual meeting of the General Assembly, where people are drawn from partner churches throughout the world. And diversity too is evident in the different styles of worship that have developed over the years. High Anglican, Roman Catholic, Presbyterian, Baptist, Orthodox, Pentecostal, to name but a few. Diversity is something to be celebrated, encouraged, because would you really want to live in a world where everyone dressed the same, ate the same, looked the same, spoke the same? Surely one of the delights of travelling in the days when we were allowed to travel was the opportunity to experience different tastes, different foods, different cultures. And do you really want to belong to a church where everyone thought the same, believed the same, worshipped in the same way? Surely it's through the different practices and insights that we grow in our understanding of God's presence, God's promise, and God's purpose in the world. Pentecost, a day of wind and fire, a strange, disturbing day, when people from every nation heard the disciples proclaim the gospel of Christ, crucified, risen, and heard it in their own language. Pentecost, it's the birthday of the Christian church, a church rich in its diversity. It's also a day of celebration, when through grace we know that whatever our different nationality, whatever our different language, whatever our different age or gender, we are united, brought together as one people, brought into the care, compassion, and love of God through the power of God's Holy Spirit. Let us pray. God of wind and flame, of surprising grace and transforming power, God of every race and tongue, we worship you. At the first Pentecost, your Spirit was poured out upon the first disciples. Come and pour yourself once more into the lives of your people and into the life and worship of your church. Help us discern your presence and purpose. Help us discover anew your gifts among us and empower us to be your witnesses to the ends of the earth. Spirit of truth and forgiving grace, the disciples were gathered together in one place, but with sorrow we confess that all too often the church is scattered and divided. Heal our wounds, help us overcome our prejudices, and fill us with the Father's love that we can be one. The place where your Holy Spirit may rest. Whenever the church seeks power and privilege, remind us, we pray, that our calling is to serve. Whenever the church is wrapped up in its ritual, teach us the beauty of simplicity. And whenever your people grow tired and fearful, encourage us again in the life of Christ and his kingdom. Holy Spirit of God, fill your world today, a world longing for peace but riven by warfare, crying out for justice but blighted by poverty and disease. In the face of the world's need, send us out in Christ's name to feed the hungry, shelter the homeless, care for the refugee, and befriend the lonely. Holy Spirit of God, breath of life, fire of love, our heavenly friend, take what we have learned and with it change our hearts. Take what we have heard and with it change our minds. Take what we have prayed and with it change the world. For this we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour, who taught us to pray, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. On the day of Pentecost, go alive with the Spirit of God in your heart. And may the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest and remain with each one of you this day and evermore. Amen.